Helping people reenter society after a prison stay can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Angela Marolo, assistant professor of sociology and criminal justice at St. Francis College, says one group may be left behind.
Increasingly, people leaving prison are over the age of 50 and on parole. Because of their advanced age, possible illness, and separation from family members, they often rely on the support of parole officers and community-based organizations to improve their reentry experiences. More often than not, these organizations do not have age-based services for people over 50. This is problematic because older people leaving prison often have severed or broken family ties due to the nature of their offense or length of their incarceration. Because they are older, their family may be deceased or unable to support their reentry efforts due to their own advanced age or life circumstances. They may also have challenges finding housing and employment based on their age or conviction. Older people leaving prison who have been incarcerated for a lengthy period may struggle to adapt to the modern world of laptops, cell phones, and online applications. Conversely, others may want to improve their lives by giving back through peer support or have opportunities to widen their social circles. Because parole officers are first responders to older people leaving prison, it is necessary that they have training in working with older adults, understand what services and programs are needed and available, and to build partnerships to support older people through community-based organizations, including reentry and educational providers, as well as senior support centers. Therefore, both Dr. Campagna and I hope this research will start building bridges, create social networks, and help build social capital for older people returning from prison.
That was Angela Marolo of St. Francis College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.